Well, maybe go back one step. Who are the founders and what is Willy Smith's?
Basically, the founders are Andrew Smith and myself. We're bringing some new generation cider makers together with the fourth generation apple farmers to hopefully try and change the Australian cider category by bringing together better quality ciders than currently exist and changing people's perception of the Australian cider category from one of like almost alco-pop-like to something that's really quality, crafted and has some amazing breadth and depth to it. Obviously, what we're drinking here today, Willy Smith Traditional, is kind of our next foray, or we think the next evolution of the cider category here in Australia. And that's using purpose-grown cider apples, which we actually started planting and grafting about 5 years ago as well, to make cider with. So, you know, you wouldn't drink wine made out of sultana grapes or table grapes, although once upon a time we used to in Australia. And so in the same way, we hope in years to come, you'd be saying you wouldn't use eating apples to make cider, you know, you'd use only purpose-grown cider fruit.
What ciders could people expect to find when they come to the Midwinter Festival?
Yeah, well, at the festival this year, we had our... we launched the Willy Smith Traditional in cans, actually. I think we had some of the Hobart Brewing and Willy Smith's Apple Bock collaboration on tap as well, which is a delicious beer, about 6-7%. Probably the cider they're going to find most is some hot spice cider because, as you know, it's bloody cold out there. And we've got great bonfires and we've got plenty of people huddling around together and staying warm. But you certainly need a hot spice cider to help you on that journey for sure. So that's the majority of it. We use Willy Smith's Organic, our main cider, in that. And we're mixing that with things like cinnamon, star anise, ginger, to make bloody delicious cider, really. That's incredibly drinkable.
What about in terms of curating the food and drink side of things? It's very much about local, you know, all the food and drink.
Yeah, you know, it's a extension. I guess we see the festival as a bit of an extension of the Apple Shed and a chance to, I suppose, help some of those businesses that maybe, well, there aren't really many festivals to do during winter, and a lot of them are actual food businesses as well that have kind of low, not a lot of trade during winter as well. So it's just kind of just another little spike, I guess, in the yearly income to help get them through the cold, dark winters. You know, we estimate the festival probably puts about $1 million directly into the Huon Valley, Southern Tasmanian economy through, you know, what the stallholders turn over, through what we spend at the festival, through, you know, people staying in accommodation around the valley and in Hobart as well. So, you know, really proud of that. And, you know, the council have been incredibly supportive, the Huon Valley Council. And they see the benefits of that, and you know, it all helps put Huon Valley on the map. And if it helps put Huon Valley on the map, I guess it's good for us. That we're trying to promote the valley as a great place to make cider and grow apples. And obviously, there's a lot of other amazingly creative, excellent, high quality business, food and drink businesses in the valley as well. Whether it be Home Hill Wines, who've won a number of won a Jimmy Watson a couple of years ago. Chatto Wines as well are just, you know, winning all kinds of awards at the moment. Sailor Seeks Horse is another vineyard just around the corner that have been winning plenty. And, you know, obviously Matthew Evans, the gourmet farmer, has been coming along to our festival every year as well with his red van. And they're just around the corner as well. So it's a really great melting pot of great food and produce and drinks in the Huon Valley, really. So
what's your approach to booking the music?
Yeah, we want to make sure we get some mainland acts down. And I guess the initial thought was to help the Tasmanian folk music scene so they could mix with other acts and get their names out there and start performing with other acts as well. So, you know, our policy tends to be, you know, three mainland acts to perform on the Friday, Saturday, intermingled with a whole bunch of really creative and amazing local musicians.